In Hebrews chapter 11, and we're not going to go to chapter 12 yet. We're going to look at in our concluding remarks, even the words that we looked at this morning, in that Jesus endured the cross for the joy that was set before him, and talk about the joy that's set before us. Those were the house, this tent is destroyed. We have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we are in this tent grown, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has also given us his Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Now Jesus' words are, Paul's words here are very telling when we put them together. He, in the image of, you see, this aspect of a house, says that we groan for a new place to live. We groan for a new home, one that's made by God. And then he translates that to the aspect of putting on clothes or being clothed. Why did he want a new one? He says in verse 4, because we in this tent or in this clothing groan. We suffer here, being burdened with what we have around us. But Paul does not yearn here simply to be unburdened. He's not asking simply to be unclothed. The promise is greater than that. Not that he'd just be unclothed with the physical, but that he would be clothed with something. He would be reside in something that was much better. That is life with God. Immortality will swallow up mortality. Mortality will be swallowed up by life with God. So whatever's bad about this life, whatever makes us groan, whatever troubles us, is because we are, in that sense, absent from God. And that God's blessings are removed from us because of the world that we live in. Maybe sometimes even because of our choices that we make in our own lives. But all suffering is consequential to the presence of evil in the world that we live. And in that sense represents the absence of God. And Paul says, what I yearn for is not to be absent from God, but to be present with the Lord. And so I am well pleased to be absent from this body so that I can be present with God. Now that's the real spiritual struggle we have intellectually and spiritually today. To be absent from this body and to be present with the Lord. We don't want to leave here. We don't want to leave this body. We don't want to leave the things around us because we're attached to them. But you see, the people of Hebrews chapter 11 accounted themselves as pilgrims and sojourners in this world because they looked for a better country. They were very willing to live as aliens here without a home because they had a home that God was going to provide. Do you want to go to heaven? You know, that question again seemed nonsensical. Do you want to avoid hell? That's maybe an easier question. Certainly we recognize that God has provided for us an enormous hope through the blood of Jesus Christ. Paul said we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And he says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. We lay it down like it is so that people can understand this is what's coming. And this is the judgment of God as sure as the earth that we stand on today will be burnt with fervent heat. God will judge all men. But Christians have an enormous joy set before them, by which becomes the root and the foundation of their very faith in God, allowing them to struggle, allowing them to suffer righteously, allowing them even to give their own life for the cause of Christ without fear, because they know that God can be trusted in all of this. That just as Jesus committed himself to him who judges righteously, so the Christian today commits himself to faith that God provide the promise. Looking forward to the day when our Lord will stand and say, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. To say with Paul, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness with the Lord. The righteous judge will provide for me in that day, and not only to me, but to all those who've loved his appearing. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8. And then we get to heaven. And according to the image of Revelation, we'll be able to join with the 24 elders and the thousands upon thousands and multitudes upon multitudes, casting our crowns before the throne of God and singing, worthy art thou, our Lord and our God to receive glory and honor and power. And that'll be enough. That's what we yearn for. Does that appeal to you? To have the opportunity to cast your crowns before the throne of God and to praise the Son who died for you and the God who created you for all time. That's the appeal of heaven. And that's what God provides for us. The opportunity to be at home with Him. Thank you for your attention tonight. Take out your songbooks. We're going to sing the song that's been announced earlier as a song of invitation. If you're not a Christian, we want to encourage you to take this opportunity to express your faith in Jesus Christ. It's the blood of Jesus that cleanses sins and opens the way to heaven. It provides for us the real stronghold that God has given us, even in the words of Scripture that we've talked about tonight. We'll hope that you'll exercise your faith in believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He rose on the third day to always make intercession for those who would serve Him and obey Him through His blood, that you would be willing to confess the name of Jesus before men as your King, that you would be willing to repent and turn away from sin that you've committed in your own life and have a willingness to do what is right through a turning of your heart, that you'd be baptized in water for the forgiveness of sins at the command of Jesus, because he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and that you'll have a hope. Through living faithfully before Him, you'll have a hope that transcends all hope in the coming of heaven itself. Can we help you do that while we stand and while we sing the song?